It's time for worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father God, we thank you for this day, O Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have gathered us into this place, O Father God, to worship you, O Father. Father, we come as we are, O Father God. We come as we are. And we just give you all the glory and all the honor, O Father God. All the glory and all the honor that belongs to you alone, O Father. We pray, O Father, that as we praise and worship you, O Father God, we pray that your fire and glory will come down, O Father God. That your fire and glory will come down, O Jesus. That your presence will come and fill each and every one of us, O Father God. We worship you and we adore you, O Father God. There is no one, O Father God, no one, O Jesus, no one, O Father God, who deserves all this glory and honor, O Father God. It's you alone, O Jesus. It's you alone, O Father God. It's you alone, O Jesus. It's you alone, O Father God. We are here for you, O Father God. We are here to worship you, O Father God. We are here to glorify you, O Jesus. We are here to magnify you, O God. We are here to lift your name on high, O Jesus. We are here to lift your name on high, O Father God. We are here to lift your name on high, O Jesus. We are here to lift your name on high. We are here to lift your name on high. Yes, O Jesus, we worship you, O Father God. Yes, Jesus. To you, our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are one desire. You alone.
Where my past can be swept away in the current of your water.
Forgiveness in the water. With a love that flows so deep. Wash over me, wash over me. Salvation in the for your grace, oh Jesus. Spring up a well in us, oh Father God. Spring up a well in us, oh Jesus. Spring up a well in us, oh Jesus. Spring up a well, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. goodness in the land of the living. Yes, oh God. Jesus, there's no one like your love, oh Father God. We worship you, Father. Oh, It's your love, oh Father. It's your love, oh Father God. It's all about your love, oh Father. It's all about your love, oh Father God. Your love for us, oh Jesus. We cannot hide, oh Father God. We cannot hide from your love, oh Father God. You chase us, oh Father God. You seek us out, oh Father God. And we will not be called lost, oh Father God, because you found us, oh Father God. You found us, oh Father God. Even though we hide from you, oh Father God, over and over, oh God, your love will find us, oh God. Your love will find us, oh God. Your love will find us, oh Jesus.
Come and move. This place right now. You know, the Lord is showing things that are moving around in this place. And there are, you know, fiery people, fiery beings who are moving in this place in order to bring His fire and His presence as we worship right now. His presence is altogether glorious, beautiful. Presence is taking over right now. Hallelujah. Just step into the presence right now. Each and every person can get into the presence of the Lord, because for that alone we come into this place. Come on, sing out to the Lord in different languages right now. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is willing, more than willing. He's more than willing to touch you. He's over here. He's more than willing to embrace you. The strong weightiness of His presence, it's over here. The strong weightiness of His presence. Just be seated. Just be seated and feel Him now. Just be seated and drink of His presence now. Because the Lord is showing His love over His bride. The Father is showing the love over His sons. The Father is showing His love over the sons. It has called you to be one. He's called you to be one. He's called you to be one. Just drink of Him, His love. Whoa. His drink of His presence. Whoa. Which is so strong. with his fiery beings. He's coming all around this place. You can know the cloud of witnesses walking in this place. You can know the angelic ministry taking place right now. That's why we are here for the angelic ministry touching us and ministering to us right now. Awesome presence of the Lord. Glory of the Lord. Awesome hand of his being, very being. Hallelujah. Just enjoy his presence now. Enjoy his presence. Presence of healing. Presence of nearness. Presence of confidence. If you've lost your confidence. Presence of hope. If you've lost your hope. Presence of the companionship in your loneliness. A cheerer, cheering you to go on in him. He's a ocean, fathomless depth. Everything is in him. All what you need, all what you desire. As you enter in, you see him, his beauty, his wonder, his awe. We welcome more of you, Jesus. We welcome more of you. We welcome more of you, your being. Just be absorbed, people, as you close your eyes and watch for him. It's a regular connection with him. A regular connection that you just develop. In him. That is worship. That is worship. Kissing him, bending towards and kissing him is the worship. You've seen during the time.
When the worship started, it was like a flame of fire dancing all around the altar place. And there was this place was like open, and it was like wave of celebration. I sense that celebration and like cold. It was not like the doesn't look like angels, but it was like four people coming from here, and then behind was two who was catching the light. It was light the rays of light, and then behind more four were there, and then they came to this place, and where the pulpit is there, they placed the light, and four stood here and four stood there, and two stood behind, and then they were changed like bronze, but they were alive, and then they were they put their head down, and then they kept it here, and then the light changed into an arc, and then a voice said visitation.
Wow.
And when pastor was talking, as she stood here, where it's still so much of heat is here, and then behind pastor there was a huge angel with a sword.
Wow.
And then that sword like it went through her. It was a very very bright sword and just went through pastor. Just went through.
I only know I need it very much today. A sword. Yes, yeah, give the Lord. Angel with the sword. And the light being coming here and keeping the light here. You know, you are in a place where God's visitation is beginning. If you are here just like that coming, going, be very careful that you don't miss anything in this place. Even people who are on the stage. You know, this place is, this place is for that. The visitation of the Lord. We relate to heaven and heaven relate to you. That's why we come here to worship, and we look forward to join with them when they come down to join with us. That is the specific thing that happens week after week in this place. That's why we work on everything. We work on worship. We work on everything because, you know, we'll have to make room for things which are coming from heaven to earth. It's things coming from heaven to earth. It's not just a joke, you know. It's not just the music. It's not just we coming here just because we have to come to church. It's something else. It is visitation. And so visitation means you can see and you don't have to see. But the visitation takes place. So this is the moment that you relate with the heaven and reconnect with heaven. If you never touched the Bible, for example, so full week, and you never prayed full week, when you come into this place, just at least reconnect with God. You know, you just reconnect, because this is a place of fire. Reconnect with God and renew your relationship with them. Amen. Just in 1 John 3:1, he says, see what an incredible quality of love the Father has given us. Incredible quality of love Father has given us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. Very clearly it is spoken. One group of people were doing 1 John so far, and they would have come across this incredible quality of God's love that is the Father given to us. And when you go through 1 John, you see these terms so very many, many times. One is technon, another is huos. Huos is the name, term that you see in 1 John fully. Huos, that is H-U-I-O-S, it is Son. Son stresses the dignity and character of the relationship. That's the relationship. What you do, what you do every day, you know, because you have a relationship. So Jesus Christ is never designated as technon in the whole of the Bible. Never designated as technon. But always the Son of God. Always the Son of God. He was never mentioned as technon whole Bible. the New Testament, wherever he was mentioned. He was mentioned as Huos. What is that? When he was, he was the Son of God and Son of Man, you know, which you read in Matthew 1, 21, 23, 25, Luke chapter 1, 31, 2 and 7. You know, you see that he was called as Huos, not as Tekna. He was not called as a child. He was called as what? Son. Because only his mother called him Teknon. Mother called him Teknon because of him. She viewed him in the humanity as a woman, as an ordinary woman. She viewed him as his son, as his child, as a humanity. She did not view him as a son of God or anything. Okay, so only there it is mentioned Teknon about Jesus. So Jesus never present himself in his God-man consciousness as a Teknon, never. So he was only Huos, denoting relationship of character with the Father God, not giving the idea he was a mere child of a father. Okay, so it's not a child father. It's a relationship connection. So we always hear that I'm a son, I'm a daughter, and mostly we want to say I'm a son because of the sonship, you know, the category, that the status. So, but then we need to know it is about the relationship with him. So God has done marvelous thing for a believer, like chapter 3, 1 says, he has taken him out of the world. First thing, he has taken you out of the world. Okay? Because Jesus out of the world means out of the connections of the world.
Amen, amen.
So you know that Jesus himself is praying for us, saying, I pray that they will be in the world, but not of the world. Okay, there's a whole lot of difference. John 17, you read that. So, what we need to understand here is the glorious position of God's own. We come to a place where we know with confidence, we say it without fear of contradiction from our own hearts. That's this, 1 John 3, 1 and 2. Look at the second words. The first words goes like this. The reason that the world does not know us is that it does not know him. Okay? Beloved, we are, even here and now, God's children. It's not yet disclosed what we shall be hereafter. But we know that when he comes and is manifested, we shall, as God's children, resemble and be like him.
Amen.
And we shall see him just as he
Amen.
Really is.
Amen.
See, day after day, the manifestation in this place is becoming different. Why? Because your relationship with God is becoming mature. As you get more matured, more of God's things, God things, are visible. So the visitation comes, you know, when he says visitation, this is it. We know that he comes and is manifested, we shall, as God's children, resemble
Amen.
And be like him,
Amen.
For we shall see him just as he really is.
Amen.
So, you know, it's so clear, we shall see him just as he really is. So we shall see him. So this is what God is speaking today. With that I came to talk during the worship time. And she is confirming what I'm going to say. That's why I called her. So 1 John 4, 4 says, because you know, we resemble him. All of us should know that we resemble him. During our time of intercession, you know, that during the week, that you know, we see several things manifested. Several things manifested. God's power coming down in a different manner. Because of the realization of you getting mature. That's it. When you change inside, he comes down. He's always there for us, but you change. And when you change and come to a momentum, He just manifests Himself so well. That's what we enjoyed even this week. He came with a greater power and we went to a different place. So 1 John 4:4 says, He who lives in you, the second point that you need to know as a child of God, as a son of God, is this: the one who is in you is greater, mightier than he who is in the world. Because you have him inside of you. He is mightier than he that is in the world. So you are mightier than the power of disease. Every person needs to say that and know that, that something which is greater is living in you. That is the, you know, that is the real fact, real truth that you keep saying. Because the one, let me tell you this, it's not reading the Bible alone, but making the Bible a part of you by confessing it and accepting it, realizing it, speaking over it, you know, over you, and making a part of you. So the greater one is within you than the one who is in the world. So when you say that, disease is not greater in you. Yeah? So you are mightier than the power of disease. You are mightier than his own self. There is something reigning supremely great in him, more than in the world. Okay? When he is in that place, when she is in that place. So we shift ourselves, as usual I say, shift and go to this place. If I don't go to that place, nothing happens in me. I shift myself and go to that place. And so the relationship from you to him, first of all, you are open so he can come and have his relationship. Many people are stagnant because they don't know this, strongly in their mind. They live as they are, like the world. So you never come to a place of righteousness and a truth until, listen, you are in possession of the promises contained, amen, you know, for you. In the word for you. So God wants us to be something more than ordinary people. Listen to that. So you may be in the world working somewhere, but always you come to know that you are not ordinary. Amen. You are not ordinary. That's what I keep on going behind the worshipers saying. If you are just be you, ordinary, with all the sin, with all the, you know, different weaknesses, you can't be in that place, you know, where you are not ordinary.
Amen, amen.
You'll have to know that you are not ordinary. Your every matter of your life is not ordinary. Even your worship not ordinary, your singing not ordinary, your music is not ordinary. Nothing. You live there.
Amen, amen.
Then only you can bring it there. So he wants to tell us that you're not ordinary. You're not ordinary people. So if you are ordinary, you're not reaching the goal. You will not reach the goal. So we'll have to change to reach the goal. That is, we are not ordinary. We are, you know, controlled by God. So one thing that God has for a man is to be extraordinary.
Amen.
You see? So if I don't shift myself, somebody who is so close to me cannot do it for me. So I can't do it for you, you can't do it for me. I have to do it for myself. That is your thinking that you start to say that I am extraordinary. How miracles are performed? Because you know greater is he who is in you. You come to know that you are not normal, you are not ordinary, you become extraordinary. Something which is within you is really greater. So there are millions of ordinary people around us. We see everything that's happening all around us is all normal and ordinary. Every year after year, what's happening during the season is ordinary thing. It's not supernatural. It's not extraordinary. But we living in this nation makes a difference, becoming extraordinary in the normal world. So God has no room for an ordinary man.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
So we don't have to envy anybody else in this place. If you are continually having a relationship to change to become extraordinary, you will have extraordinary stuff in your life. That is the matter. So you will have, you are challenged today. Who are you? Are you ordinary or extraordinary? You just namesake, or you are really, you know, persuading towards the goal. So there are millions of ordinary people in the world, but when God takes hold of a man, He makes him extraordinary.
Yes,
okay. In your personality, you become extraordinary. In your power that you carry, you become extraordinary. In your activity, you become extraordinary. In your thought, you become extraordinary. So you become extraordinary because you strive for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up now as we, you are in the worship. What is that is in you right now that you are going to shift yourself to go to the extraordinary? Everybody need not do it. There's no compulsion. Because Jesus never compels. But are you willing to be extraordinary in your thinking, in your thought, in your action, in your purpose, in your activity, to become extraordinary and join with a group which is extraordinary? Come on. If you opt for that, go and speak to Him and take a shift right now in your heart. Take a shift, say, I am going to be extraordinary. I am not ordinary. I may look ordinary because I live in this world, but I am not ordinary. My voice is not ordinary. My conduct is not ordinary. My lifestyle is not ordinary. Everything about me is extraordinary. I am not ordinary person. Now if you want to have it, change the atmosphere. 10 of us together make a difference in the atmosphere. When we say, I am going to be extraordinary. I'm going to shift myself. I'm not going to be in the normal, dirty, old, you know, so on so in this world. I'm going to be extraordinary. I'm going to cleanse myself, pull things which are not accommodating this extraordinary life in my life. I'm going to push them all, pull them out, and go for the extraordinary life. Come on, go ahead and pray. Everybody here, if you want to be extraordinary, pray right now. Just pray the prayer. Pray, tell Him that you are going to be extraordinary in His presence. Because ordinary is million, ordinary is everywhere. But extraordinary is different. Change of nature is different. Change of talk is different. Change of character is different. Change of, you know, in pushing through the difficulty is different. You know, living a different life when you cannot live is different. Extraordinary. There is a man called Mark Steen in this world. And that man doesn't have brain. He doesn't have brain. Because car came, crushed him. Brain became sandwich. And no brain. He was in the hospital for days after month after month after month. He's come out. But his only sustenance is going to heaven and getting the connection with God. And he is living on this earth without a brain. His ministry, his special meeting in August in Australia. His ministry. Like Ian said, he is in America. But then he is telling, every night he goes to Australia, translocated. Goes and buys grocery for his wife. And he takes the phone and tells, I've kept the grocery in the car. You can take it. And every night going to his children when he's ministering in America, saying, I put my children to sleep every night. Mark Steen, that is extraordinary. How many of you really think that there is something behind this? Not the medical science can prove it. Medical science has no medicine for stuff. But then there is extraordinary Jesus. Church, are you there with me today? Or you want to walk like how you were in the last summer? You want to be in the dirty old personality of who you were that you came from your mother's womb? Or you want to shift and break and loose? Take decision to change and to transform and go higher and higher into the things of the Lord in a different way, in altogether a different way, making a wide open difference in the front of the eyes of the people. Everything total difference. Come on, take a chance. Maybe 10 people enough, 12 people enough, but take a chance. Depending on you, the visitation will take place. Come on, don't sleep. Go and talk to the Lord right now. Don't borrow my prayers. Where is your prayer? Talk to the Lord. There is a life extraordinary. 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 It's not going to work, getting some money, you know, going to the fast food areas and eating your stuff and going to the beach and meeting friends. No! It's ordinary. Where's the extraordinary? Where is the zeal to see the extraordinary? Who are there in this place who wants the extraordinary zeal? Who are there? Talk to God. If you want to sit quiet, sit down. Talk to God. Open your mouth and talk to God the truth. Tell Him the truth. Tell Him the truth. You want to change? Change forever. Your change will be seen by others, like Timothy. That others will know that you've changed. That is life. That's going from glory to glory. That's going from glory to glory. Not that you become a poking thorn in somebody else's eyes. What are you? What are you? Father, come on, pray with me. Father, we commit our lives to you as a church. When you say that you are ready for visitation, we choose to shift ourselves into the extraordinary level, extraordinary realm, where we can have you in us. That we will be like Him, as 1 John says, we will be like Him in His action, in His personality and activity. Choose us, handpick us, O God. Handpick us, maybe 1 in 1 million, but handpick us, O God, that you will know our voice so clear. Handpick us, O God. We ought to change our lives today. This is our worship. Come on, tell Him, this is my offering. This is my worship. This is my worship to you, God. This is my offering to you, God. Because you're so faithful to me. Oh God, you're so faithful to me, oh God. How much I want to be faithful to you. With all what I am, oh God. I want to be faithful. I want to be 100% and more faithful to you. In my relationship with you. In my relationship with you. Abba Father. Daddy, Daddy. Assure me today, God. Put a sign and a seal over my life today, God. Put a sign and a seal over my life that, yes, God, right now, do it. Put a sign and a seal over my life, oh God. And set me apart, oh Jesus. Set me apart, oh God. That I say I will walk with you because I will follow you. Because you will show yourself to me and I will be there with you. My life will not be ordinary. My life will not have sin. My life will not have sin. My life will not be ordinary. In Jesus' name.